Hello, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, where the ideas are guaranteed to be unique and provocative, whether you agree with them or not. Today's topic is being on the cutting edge. It hardly hurt at all. A local anesthetic, then a couple of cuts, a little pain, then a little soreness, then it was done. I'd had a vasectomy. It was easy. We needed to check a few weeks later to make sure all the sperm was out of the semen. Then I was sterile. That was over 20 years ago. Today, there's also a newer no-scalpel method. That's even safer. No cutting, no scars, no stitches to cause infection. Vasectomies are a simple, cheap, and effective form of male sterilization. About 500,000 men each year get a vasectomy, compared to about 1.25 million sterilizations of women. Vasectomies range from $500 to $1,000 in my random survey, while female sterilization runs between $2,000 and $4,000. So, why are vasectomies less popular when they're cheaper, more effective, and cause fewer complications? It's a good question. Family planning is geared primarily toward women. This makes sense, since the woman will be bearing the brunt of responsibility and pain for a birth or abortion. And vasectomies aren't appropriate for relationships that are just starting, or where there is no agreement on whether or not to have children. Women are the ones usually visiting the clinics, receiving the pills or other birth control items, and making the decisions. But the option of a vasectomy does give men a chance to be an equal partner in deciding whether or not to have children at all, or more than they already have. It's a chance for them to take more responsibility for family decisions. And nobody questions the points mentioned earlier, that vasectomies are cheaper, less likely to cause side effects or complications, and just as permanent as female sterilization. Other than not producing sperm, and therefore children, a vasectomy has no effect on men's sexuality or health. Vasectomy programs have been successful around the world, even where the culture of male sexuality was more of a challenge, such as Latin America and Africa. Rhode Island has state funding for men without insurance coverage who want a vasectomy. There are some clinics that offer in-house vasectomies in large cities and other states, but there are none in Maine. When I looked in the Bangor Library for books on vasectomy, I found only one, published in 1972. Is there a conspiracy of silence around this procedure? I got one pretty good pamphlet from the Augusta Family Planning Office called All About Vasectomy. But no one there had a list of urologists or surgeons who do them. Other clinics in Bangor, Damariscotta, and Belfast had no more than Augusta, and sometimes less. Not much at Planned Parenthood in southern Maine either. No names of doctors, and no information, except maybe a pamphlet at most. The winner, if you can call it that, was Down East Health Services in Ellsworth, which had both a pamphlet and a list of urologists and surgeons in the area who do vasectomies. There is one man at the Family Planning Association in Augusta who works with men, but most of his work concerns testing for sexually transmitted diseases. He doesn't look to see whether men are interested in preventing pregnancies. Only 1% of vasectomies are paid for with public funding. Most who get them use private insurance, which means lower-income men are much less likely than middle-class or wealthy men to have them. But when vasectomies were actively promoted in clinics in several large U.S. cities, according to a 2004 article by Mark Barone and other researchers, there was a 20% increase. There are more men who would use the procedure if it were publicized, affordable, and easy to do. Many people complain about the stereotype of men as macho and not very sensitive. Are vasectomies a way to end that male myth? and to show that family planning isn't just for women? Can we promote vasectomies as the cheaper, safer, and more dependable option? Are you a young or not so young male? Or do you know some? Over half of all men getting vasectomies are over age 40, by the way. Would you or they consider having one? Think about it and find out a little more from your local family planning clinic or a doctor who performs them. If you want to comment on this feature, send an email to news@weru.org with "outside the box" in the subject line, or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, and here's wishing you great success today in thinking outside the box.